Hello, it's Ed Gamble here from the Off-Menu podcast that you're currently listening to. I am on tour now. The show is called Hot Diggity Dog. Make sure you go and get yourself a ticket. I'm probably coming to a town near you if you live in the UK and Ireland. And Ireland, Dublin and Belfast. Do go to edgamble.co.uk, buy yourself a ticket, and I'll see you for an evening of Hot Diggity Dog.
Hot Diggity Dog!
Thank you, James.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to the Off-Menu podcast, taking the bulb of humour, removing a clove of good times, peeling that clove, putting it in the garlic crusher of conversation, and then frying all that up, and that's the podcast put in a recipe like garlic. Hello, James.
Just like garlic. Hello, Ed. Ed Gamble there, James Acaster. This is the Off-Menu podcast. We own a dream restaurant, and we invite a guest in every week to tell us their favourite ever starter, main course, dessert, side dish, and drink, not in that order. And this week, our guest is...
Esther Manito. Esther Manito, a wonderful comedian who I've worked with on a number of occasions. She's very, very funny.
Very, very funny. An honour to have her on the pod. She's going to Edinburgh Festival soon.
She is. She's doing a show at the Edinburgh Festival, and we're very excited to see that. And we're also very excited to hear her dream menu, James.
Yes, I am excited, Ed. But listen, just like with any guest we have on the podcast, if Esther says the secret ingredient, an ingredient unbeknownst to her that we decide is gross, then we will kick her out of the dream restaurant.
We're both mildly distracted there. You might have been able to hear in our voice. Because the great Benito has his dog here, and Toast was being naughty.
Yes,
so naughty Benito Toast. Had to pick up Toast and pop him on his lap.
Toast isn't often allowed in the studio, but he's been picked up now. He's on the lap, and he's acting quite calm, actually.
Yeah, quite a calm little dog. But will he keep acting calm when we mention what the secret ingredient is? Because I'm sure it's not for dogs. It's instant coffee.
Instant coffee.
I don't think I describe myself as a coffee snob, James, only to the extent that I don't really like instant coffee.
No, I think once you stop drinking instant coffee,
yes,
going back to it, that's when you realise this is bad stuff.
It's bad stuff. In a pinch, I'll drink instant coffee. If I'm really tired and I need a boost and that's all that's there, I'll double drop an instant coffee. Two spoons straight in.
If it's just for, you know, just for the effect, sure, who cares?
Yeah.
But if you want to enjoy a mug of coffee, you do not want an instant coffee. Oh, Benito's the one being
naughty
now.
That wasn't Toast making that noise. That was Benito.
Dropped his pen. Dropped his penito.
Benito drops his penito, and we'll hear from Esther Manito very shortly. But if she says instant coffee, she's out on her ear.
Yeah, she will be out on her ear, which would be a shame.
It will be a shame.
I'm looking forward to talking to Esther.
And instant coffee was suggested by Luke Fuller on Twitter.
Ah, Fuller Coffee. Is he full of coffee?
He must be full of coffee, but not instant.
Not instant, but he is. Luke's full of coffee.
He's full of coffee. Thank you, Luke. Also, before we hear from Esther... should remind you that I am on tour doing my show Electric from September. I'm doing more tour dates of that, so going all over the place, including Hammersmith Apollo, including Dublin and Belfast as well.
Ah, lovely.
So, without further ado, this is the off-menu menu of Esther Manito. Manito. Welcome, Esther, to the Dream Restaurant.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome, Esther Benito, to the Dream Restaurant. We've been expecting you for some time.
Oh, surprise me.
First things first, may we call you the Great Benito?
Yes.
Yep.
I like the fact that that sounds like you've discussed that before.
Well, as soon as I came in, James went, I'm going to call Esther the Great Benito. He was so excited about it.
Well, we've got the Great Benito here, so you'll be the Great Benito for
right,
the podcast.
Okay. Yeah, all
if
right,
that's the okay Great with Benito. You.
And sometimes we might slip into going, Manito, or whatever, but that's just because we say Benito like that, so don't see it as like...
We've not decided we're going to bully you by going, Manito!
It's a bit, you remember that song, that Justin Bieber song? Despacito. So the amount of times I got welcomed on stage with people going, Esther Benito.
I can't believe Benito looks devastated now because now he knows for the next 2 years it's going to be Great Benito.
Great Benito, do you like food? Are you a foodie?
I am. Does anyone say no though to that?
People often, often
just see it as fuel.
Shirk the label of foodie. Like if we ask them if they're a foodie, they go, well, I like food, but I'm not like a foodie because I think foodie has connotations of being...
Like you know stuff.
Yeah, like a
food
wanker.
I love the fact that I can only see one of your eyes. So this looks to me like you're wearing an eye patch.
I've got the other one closed.
It's like you're just... Yeah.
Ed could pull off an eye patch, I think.
Do you think?
Yes.
Yeah?
I think you could pull it off.
In what sense?
I think it would still look cool. I think people would be like, yeah, that's cool.
It's got an eye patch on.
Yeah, he's got an eye patch on, that's cool.
Do your next show wearing an eye patch and never reference it?
Yeah, I might do, actually.
Just be like, this is me now.
Yeah.
This is me now, and I'll never tell you what happened.
Do the show and see... I mean,
my audience would mention it immediately.
Yeah, yeah.
First, they'd just chant it. Eye patch!
Straight away, everyone.
Eye patch!
Why are you wearing an eye patch, mate? I was going to get away with it.
I've been in Ed's audience, and it's kind of contagious. You feel yourself turning into a beast.
Yeah. Do you? Is it just filled with animals? I want to know about your audience.
They're
now.
Actually very lovely.
They're all from...
James's audience, on the other hand, are genuine beasts.
Yeah, yeah, I hate them. But they know it. They know it.
They love you very much. They're very aggressively loyal to James Acaster. Yeah.
Oh, no, that's his online audience.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
His actual live audience, hot morons.
Yeah.
Do you know...
They're basically, really, my live audience are the people that the online audience are trying to protect me from.
Yeah. Just lots of women just throwing, I don't know, pants.
Insults at me.
Oh,
yeah.
Insults, yeah, yeah. I get loads of women who come and watch my show because I talk about like marital life and kids and stuff, but they drag a man with them.
Great.
So 50% of my audience are men who have been forced against their will and they're just staring at me.
Yeah.
So now I have had to write a whole chunk about that just so they know I'm aware of it. I know you don't want to be here, but you're here now. So, all right, let's just... crack on, Simon.
I do get that, but worse in that it's not just one man who's been dragged with, it's normally both parents. So,
two-thirds
of my audience don't want to be there.
Yeah, I'd take my parents to see you.
Yeah.
I wouldn't take my parents to see me.
No.
But I'd take them to see you. Or James, but not me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I've got a very upsetting bit in my new show, which upsets all the parents and the children.
It's very rude.
Yeah, oh,
very
are you?
Rude.
Oh,
all the children forget this when
you
they bring their parents along.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Violently
I
rude.
Get away with it. I just, you know, wink, but it's under the eye patch a lot of the time. So,
no.
The pirate costume is to try and distract.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You're just going down a Johnny Depp route.
Yeah, don't listen to me. Look at the hook.
Foodie's quite a modern term, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's what people say now. They're like, such a foodie.
Yeah.
It annoys me, actually.
Does it?
Yeah.
Yet you consider yourself a foodie.
Did I just say that?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, yeah. We got it on tape.
Yeah.
We've got evidence.
I don't remember a lot of the stuff I've said.
Fine.
So I've annoyed myself that I've said it.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, because like you like food, you like cooking, but foodie now has come like this kind of snobbery with food. Like, I understand food a bit more than you.
Yeah, that's, I'm that
guy. And that's
guy.
A load of, oh, right.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
But he does understand food more, you see. Because we do this pod together. Everyone's always asking me, like, I might get a text from friends or, other comics being like, hey, where's good, going out tonight, looking for a Mexican place, where's good to eat? And I'm just like... Ask Ed.
Mexico.
Here's Ed's phone number.
I wouldn't know.
And you should ask Ed, because he would know.
Yeah. I do actually regularly get texts from people going, James said to ask you.
Yeah.
Oh, you see, when people talk about restaurants as if you know them, and they're like, oh, I went to so-and-so. And I'm like, I don't know what that means. I never go out. Do you go out?
Yeah, I go out.
All right.
We ain't got kids.
Of course, yeah.
We do what we like.
I know. That's like when James Earlier was like, do you not really like hang out with comics and stuff? And I'm like, I never go out. Never see anyone. Yeah. Literally just in my house.
That's pre-recorded just for the listener.
Oh, yeah.
that's the kind of chat we have pre-recorded. Do you never hang out with comics or anything? Anyway, sit down and...
Ezra, have you got no friends? No, I
just... We like to get in our guests' heads. Just
unless
before.
They're comics who are prepared to come into my house.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Are there those happen. Comics? Are those
there
comics
are
who will cross
comics.
The breach?
Yeah.
Let's list the comedians who've been in your house.
Do you not want to guess?
Yes. Fatia El Ghori.
Yes.
Right, great.
Fatia comes round, yeah. What makes me laugh, though, is that Fatia will come round and my husband still doesn't grasp that she's practicing Muslim. And he'll be like, do you want a beer? Yeah, great. She's making a sausage sarnie. Do you want one? And she's like, I can't believe I have to have this conversation every time I come round the house.
Out of everyone I know who is Muslim, she is the only person who I think would have a beer just to be contrary.
And, just to be, and just
yeah,
to
the first time he
it.
Doesn't offer her a beer... She'll get angry at him.
She'll get angry at him. But, I mean, they've got a weird flirty relationship anyway. I just took out. It's terrifying. Who else has been around my house? Lily Phillips.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's been around my house.
I love it. I'm loving this.
Rich Wilson.
Yeah.
He's been around my house.
Yeah, Rich Wilson.
Shappy Cool Sandy.
Yeah.
She's been on the pod.
She's been on the pod.
Friend of the pod.
I think, are they the only ones that have been around my house? No, Josh Jones.
Josh Jones has been around.
Only the porch, though.
Jones not getting invited into the main body of the house.
What does he have to do to get over
no,
the
No, he
porch?
Did come into the house. It was mainly just waiting for a taxi. I was like, you can wait there, Josh Jones. Yeah. I love Josh Jones. I think that's it.
Solid. So it's a pretty exclusive list.
There must have been others.
What was Rich Wilson doing in there?
This is what the listeners want to hear.
He came round to pick me. He's been round a few times to take my husband's car.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, right.
Use my husband's car.
Oh, use your husband's car rather than take your husband's car. He doesn't come round to steal your husband's car.
No, he comes round to use the car. Yeah.
Your husband doesn't look out the window and go, fucking Rich Wilson's taking my car again.
Rich Wilson's doing this again. Like, inside of the membrane, that guy. That's his point. Well, we always start with Still or Sparkling Water, the great Manito.
Do you not start with making people list who's been around their house?
Oh, yeah, sorry, we normally do that.
What comics have been in your house? Ed and I, we both, like, you know, moved house, like, just before the pandemic. So we probably haven't got many comedians that have been in our house.
No, that's true. Probably not even five. I can't even make it up to five.
No.
Comedians don't tend to do the kind of... go around each other. Once you have children, that's how you socialise. You invite your friends around, you get drunk.
Yeah.
The kids go off and play.
Yeah. We do a bit of that, but then I guess, no one could come around for ages.
No.
And then I've only got four friends, so it's not going
to
tip over into five. Yeah, I think
that's
it's solid,
a really
isn't
good
it?
Number
you don't need more than
I'm very
that.
Suspicious. You know when you like go on people's stag or hen parties and there's like 48 people and I'm like, this isn't real.
No, I didn't even have
you
one.
You don't want these people here. No. hell on earth. Sorry.
Ed Nish, Joel Dommett. Rose Johnson, Dan Cook. That might be it.
Oh, there you go.
George Dommett, just the once.
No, because we interviewed Lou Sanders in your flat after you'd moved in.
Yeah.
So she was there.
So Lou's been there.
Yeah.
Oh, Jess Foster Q came round to record her pod.
This is loads, mate.
I'm just wondering if
Jess it's a hype of activity, actually.
I don't think Jess has been round to mine.
No. Not been round to mine?
No.
James.
Oh, yeah.
Tom Crane.
Oh, yeah, Tom Crane's been in mine.
I just want to make people up now. Michael McIntyre, he came for a sleepover.
Oh, Rich Wilson's been to mine, actually. for his pod.
God, Rich Wilson's around everyone.
Oh, I love it.
Car's still intact, though.
There you go. I think only three have been round to mine.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Still sparkling water.
Sparkling.
Sparkling.
Interesting, because now, here's what I think is going to happen now, is that we're going to talk about how sparkling water is sometimes seen as a bit wankerish, and you're going to go, I hate sparkling water. Then you're going to realise you said it earlier.
Oh, God, is it wankerish? No, I'm a bit of a sparkling water wanker.
Are you?
Like, I won't just buy sparkling water. It's got to be San Pellegrino. I can't even say
Don't you dare pretend.
No, let her try.
Okay.
Let her try. I'm not a toddler, James. He's like, no, she can sound out the word herself.
James lives for stuff like this.
Yeah.
Pellegrino.
There you go.
I think you knew how to say that.
I feel like there's an extra syllable in there.
No, it's Pellegrino.
Pellegrino.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
That's how you pronounce it.
Yeah.
And waiters just stand there going, say it properly.
You thought it was Pellegrino at one point.
Pellegrino.
Pellegrino.
Yes.
Say so it quickly three times in a row?
No.
But you buy that for the house, five comics have been in?
Do I have it in the house? I have sparkling water in the house. I don't think it's that, though. I do buy it, but I don't think I've got that in the house at the moment. I think I've got some kind of Highland sparkling water.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I know the stuff. Why is it San Pellegrino specifically?
I just like the taste of it. I don't know why. It goes well when you've got your lemons in it.
When you got your lemons?
You put your lemons in there, the bottle or in a jug?
In a glass, and you put your lemons in.
Okay.
Because I eat quite a lot of lemon.
This is the stuff. This is what we're talking about.
Yes.
How much lemon are you eating?
I probably eat a lemon a day.
What? It's quite a lot. I've never met anyone who eats a lemon a day.
Also saying you eat a lemon a day.
Yeah.
I've just got visions of you like just popping in a whole slice and chewing it down.
Yeah, I do. I eat it like an orange.
Hang on.
I had an image of the whole... What did you say?
But James keeps looking at me like, I don't understand what she is.
Yeah.
What is it?
Correct. You eat just like by the slice, like an orange?
Yeah.
Like the segments?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you cut the segments off. Do you bite the middle out, basically?
No, or I peel it, and then I eat it like an orange.
What? Hold on. So hold on. Oh, you peel it like an orange and then eat the segments?
Yeah.
Hang on. No, but an orange you'd peel whole, right?
Yeah.
But how a lemon doesn't react the same way. You can't peel a lemon
pretty
the same
much does.
Does it?
Yeah.
Does it?
Oh, I know that. Yeah, you
can
buy
we get
them.
A lemon so, in here?
Yeah.
Can we get
I
a lemon
peel
in here
a lemon.
Benito?
I'd like the listeners to please, homework, film yourself peeling a lemon with your hand like you would an orange.
Yeah.
So peeling a lemon like an orange, use the hashtag peeling a lemon like an orange. and let's see.
I don't mind a bit of skin. Like if you get a slice of lemon in your drink in the pub, I would eat the whole thing, including the skin.
Including the skin.
Yeah, just eat the whole thing. But I wouldn't be able to eat a lemon's worth of skin.
So you wouldn't eat a lemon like an apple?
No.
But you peel it like an orange?
How long have you been eating lemon like this?
Oh, ever since I was, I don't know.
So ever since you were in the Navy in the 19th century?
Yes, it was definitely a preventative method against scurvy. I don't know. I just, ever since as long as I can remember. So, I did get to a point where, so now I have to use loads of enamel, like paste, and I have to have like gum shields with enamel in.
Oh, because you...
Because you've burned so it all many, off.
And also because the salads and stuff that I make, I like really drench it in lemon as well.
Do you?
Yeah.
Like, do you like vinegar as well? You like acidic tastes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm much more... I don't have a sweet tooth. It's like very much sour.
See, yeah, my wife is the same in that she loves lemon. I've never seen her eat lemon like an orange.
Oh, she will now.
Yeah, I bet she will.
Oh, it's a slippery slope, that first one.
But loves like so much vinegar and stuff. I think I've said it on the pod before.
Yeah.
She goes and gets chips from the chip shop.
Oh,
makes the guy stand there and just squeeze the vinegar in for about an hour and a half.
I can get on board with that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So you get up in the morning and like just slice a bit off a lemon and pop it straight in?
No. So I get up in the morning and I would, because I go running in the morning, so I put the lemon in my water and then I go running. And when I come back, I'll then down that water so it's quite lemony. And then I make a juice with like maybe a couple of lemons, bit of ginger, carrot.
Do you take the lemon on the road when you run?
No.
No, you just put the lemon in ready, go out for a run,
come
back.
Yeah, so when you come back, it's all lemony.
You've got your lemony water.
Do you attach a rod to your back with a lemon? A lemon dangling over the side of it, so when you're running, you're chasing the lemon.
Lemon.
You do that?
Yeah, no, I do that.
Yeah.
So lemon a day, that's great. So you're getting through seven lemons a week?
I get through a lot of lemons. But if you go, like, to the... you know, like the Turkish supermarkets and stuff, you get, like, you know, a lot of lemons for... About eight for a pound, don't
you? That's all right, isn't it?
Well, I'll let you into a little secret. Sainsbury's can get lemons as well.
Yeah, but they're more expensive and they're not as easy to peel. Yeah. You don't get the...
Ah, cheaper at the Turkish supermarket. This is what we're saying. I thought you were giving us a tip where you can buy lemons. I thought you were like, hey, guys.
Yeah, but... you look like a couple of lads who are very vitamin C deficient.
You can get them at the Turkish supermarket.
Yeah, I don't know if you know where to buy them, but
yeah.
Those Turkish guys have got it covered.
I do, yeah, I'm a bit of a foodie, so if you haven't texted where you want to go for a meal, but text me if you're wondering where to buy a lemon.
If you want the lemons.
Pop-lums or bread, the great Manito. Pop-lums or bread.
What?
Pop-lums or bread.
Oh, poppadoms. I thought you said problems or bread. I was like, oh.
Hey, do you interpret it however you want?
I would have poppadoms.
Yeah, big fan.
Oh, I love a poppadom, yeah.
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 How many poppadoms do you have in a day? Do you put one in some water for when you go for a run?
Yeah. No, I don't do that. I don't do that, actually. I just eat them with my curries.
Yes.
Would you ever have a poppadom outside of a curry situation?
What, just like a snack?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't think I would. Oh, maybe those little, you know, the sensations.
Oh, yeah.
Like coriander and lime.
We've not talked about those for a while.
No, there was an episode early on where I was trying to think of them for the whole episode.
Oh.
Because I remembered that I dipped something in sour cream and it was quite nice and I couldn't think of it for most of the episode.
Well, see, I like dipping
sensations.
Those in yogurt, plain yogurt. And and that's my little treat.
Well, we know what your treat is and it's not that.
I'll be honest. You are now painting a picture of quite a weird home eating life.
Uh-huh. Yes.
So when I come home from a gig or whatever, and I've got like a train journey, I get a little pot of yogurt and some of those Thai Sensation crisps, and then poppadom crisps, and then just dip them in the yogurt.
Just on the train?
Yeah.
Plain pot of yogurt? Mm.
Plain yogurt and crisps.
Poppadom crisps?
Yeah. I love yogurt and crisps.
Whole lemon?
Yeah.
Just
no, I don't eat a whole lemon on a train.
No. Might get some funny looks.
That is
too far.
Not
anyone thinking you're weird. Just get on with your plain yogurt and poppadom crisps.
I like to just balance out the alkaline and acidity.
I think it's a nice idea. I mean, just plain yogurt is basically a dip anyway, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's basically
exactly.
A dip.
Yeah. If you got onto the train with your bag of poppadom crisps and your yogurt,
I would feel embarrassed eating that in front of people.
Yeah.
So I do.
You do it under a blanket.
I do. Yeah. I get like a huge blanket and just like throw it over the seat in front of me.
Yeah.
And then just create like a little tent. And
the French do when they eat that little bird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because so God can't see their shame or whatever.
Yeah, there's a French dish. Is it ortolan?
Not sure what it's called. I just know it from the scene that's in Succession.
And they eat this tiny little like songbird thing, and they eat it, including the beak and stuff. But traditionally, you have to do it under a blanket so God can't see how disgusting you are. Do you do that with the yogurt?
Do that with a yogurt. If you
got onto the train and realised, because you're in a rush when you got out of your gig and you'd accidentally bought an apricot yogurt, are you still dipping it?
No, I don't eat sweet yogurt.
No?
No, I never eat sweet yogurt.
Wow, that's really...
What's this fucking attitude about sweet stuff?
James is worried now because you clearly have an attitude about sweet things.
Oh, have you got a real sweet tooth?
Yes.
I haven't. But then, you know, it would be a boring world, James.
What, if we didn't eat desserts? Yeah. Yeah, agreed.
The red flag for me with sweet tooth was when Esther said she eats a lemon a day.
Yeah, it has no enamel on her teeth or whatever it was.
Gums up to our eyeballs.
Yeah. Is the enamel thing directly down to the amount of acidity you're
having? I remember when I was like a kid and they said you've got to stop eating so much fruit, like citrus fruit.
No kid has ever been told to stop eating fruit. That's mad. It's like you're like spider monkey or something.
I do eat a lot of fruit.
Yeah.
But it was mainly the lemons.
Mainly the lemons.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah.
As a kid.
Telling your parents.
As a teenager.
Oh, please.
Esther has to stop it. Her teeth are like pieces of chalk. I love it. So we're going poppadoms.
Do you want a little plain yogurt on the side?
Yeah. We can bring the sensations.
Yeah, okay.
With the yogurt, if you like.
Yeah, I'll have a bit of lime pickle.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And a bit of yogurt, if that's all right.
Yeah, of course.
Delicious.
Yeah.
I don't mind a bit of... Oh, do you know what some of those restaurants, the Indian restaurants do, is like that sweet coconut.
Ooh,
sweet.
Hello.
There you go.
Back in business.
That like coconut powdery stuff. Have you ever had that? It's like sweet coconut powder.
Just desiccated coconut?
Yeah.
Yeah, you want a bit of that?
Yeah, I'll have a bit of that as well. Yeah.
I'll tell you what we'll do for you. We'll bring you...
And some of the onion.
Plain yogurt and lime pickle. But we're going to put it in like a crunch corner pot.
Yep.
No.
No?
Then I will throw it on the floor.
Fair enough. But do you want the full poppadoms that you're getting in an Indian restaurant or do you want the sensations poppadoms?
Full poppadoms that you get in an Indian restaurant.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want a massive pot of yogurt to dip them in?
Yeah.
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 And then you can just
a barrel.
Barrel.
No,
of yogurt.
I do break up the poppadom to dip it in. I don't just dump it in.
If you've
like
got the mini ones into
biscuit.
A pot of yogurt, I thought that's the sensation you enjoy. So why don't you a big one, like a frisbee size, and you can dip that into a big barrel of yogurt?
Yes.
That's how I behave in restaurants.
Yeah,
that's just what I do. I haven't been out in so long, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just like shoveling food.
Follow-up question.
Yeah.
If you got on a train and you saw someone sitting there and they were dipping sensations into a pot of yogurt and they had a lemon next to them, and it was a man, would you leave your husband?
Yes. Instantly.
Yeah.
Instantly. I would know it was true love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before you even approach them.
Call your husband and tell him.
We would have the gummiest snog ever on our wedding day.
I'm leaving you. Found a yogurt and lemon man. I'm leaving you. And your husband goes, no, wait there. I'm coming to find you.
Rich Wilson's stuck in the car.
You motherfucker. Let's get into your menu proper. Starter. Your dream starter.
My dream starter is like a mezza, or like in England, everyone calls it mezze, don't they? Mm-hmm. But in Lebanon, we call it mezza. So you've got all your dips and your breads. And I would have a selection of dips. I would have baba ghanoush, so the aubergine dip. I would have some tabbouleh. And I would have some hummus, but with the shawarma meat cup in it, with bread.
This is so good. I absolutely love this stuff.
Yeah.
The hummus with the like the lamb in the middle, like oh my god.
Yeah. That's good stuff.
Call it hummus bil lahmi in Arabic, and it's my favourite. It's my absolute favourite.
I believe someone has picked this before, and it was Fatia.
Was it?
Picked this as a starter as well. Uh-oh. Yeah.
Oh really?
I heard about this.
What a star. So, first my husband, now my stars. Okay, all right. Well, that's
interesting. You don't need to change it. I think it's a fantastic choice.
Well, I won't change it.
And
I
you've
refuse.
Got all the other bits around it as well.
Yeah. What did she want? Just the hummus?
Oh, side dish.
Oh, she wanted that as a side dish.
It was her side dish, yeah.
She wanted six slices of Hovis toast.
That was her starter, yeah, six slices of Hovis toast, yeah.
Very bread heavy, actually, her entire menu, from what I remember. Yeah, she did have this as a side.
She likes eating tripe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she was seething that I don't like tripe. And I'll be honest with you, I've never tried it, but it's never appealed.
Yeah.
She was just don't like tripe. Do you?
Yeah, I quite like tripe.
Is it a very gamey taste?
Yeah, it's sort of farmyardy, I'd say. But also I'd say partly I enjoy the taste, and then I'd say 50% of my enjoyment is telling people I eat tripe.
Yeah.
She loves it.
I would say that Ed doesn't become incredulous whenever people don't like tripe.
No, I know why people don't like tripe.
Yeah. Whereas Fatia will...
Well, yeah, she gets incredulous about most things I do. Yeah, she's always seen it. Always been bollocked by her.
I just had some lovely tripe tacos, actually.
No, you didn't.
I did.
I believe him.
I was in San Francisco and I went to a place that does like weird cuts of meat, or the more sort of like the less traditional cuts.
Is tripe, the look of it, is it kind of like quite ridgy?
Yeah, I mean, it's all sorts. I mean, tripe's a big old mix-up of the guts and stuff and tubes and all that.
Mm.
But they did it very crispy, so it was super crispy. It didn't really taste like tripe.
And that's the only time I've had it, is super crispy, and I couldn't finish it.
Right.
I remember my sister was vegan, and we were in Lebanon, and they served Sam's? Lambs, not Sam's testicles.
Whoa.
Poor old Sam.
Which Sam, before we continue with the story, if there was any Sam in the world who you had to eat their deep fried testicles?
Yeah.
Who would you? I don't know any Sams. Well, Sam's, famous Sams.
Fireman Sam?
Fireman Sam.
No, that feels all kind of wrong.
It is a bit crispy.
I am not
from
saying
the fire.
Yeah. On a podcast that I would eat Fireman Sam's testicles.
Medium
that
rare.
Is medium rare. But they served lamb's testicles, okay, and my dad told her that they were a special type of like potato. Oh. And she ate one, and she kept going, "Oh, it tastes really eggy. What is it?
I mean, imagine falling
she
for that."
She went mental.
Yeah,
really,
absolutely mental. But yeah, he was an arse.
It's a cool trick.
I love him very much, but he's an arse.
Yeah. This is a potato.
Yeah. It's because he was seething that she was vegan.
Yeah,
he was seething about it.
She was vegan.
Yeah, she
I
was vegan.
Part of the story.
Yeah, she was vegan at the time. Yeah.
How old was she?
This is a bad
man. She was in her teens, and she was going through the whole, you know, this is the right thing to do.
Sure.
And she kept lecturing him about it, and I think it was his way of going.
Get one over on her, make her eat your lamb bollock. Yeah.
That'll sort her out.
She can't have been a great vegan if she fell for that being a type of potato, though. Did you put it in a hole? Did you put it in a hole, or did she cut into it? Because I'd say as soon as I've cut into a testicle, I'm not going, that's a potato.
That's a potato.
Yeah.
No, do you know what? Like, the way that they were cooked...
That's put me off eating a lamb testicle.
I wouldn't eat it. Yeah, I mean, I'm not up for eating that. Or tripe, I'll be honest with you.
What about heart or brain?
No.
No.
The only thing I've ever... is, like, liver, and I didn't like that.
And that's fairly traditional.
Yeah,
liver's pretty... But the heart or brain is, like...
Yeah. Have you eaten heart or brain?
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
I had some recently amazing restaurant called Mangal 2 in Dalston. Lamb heart pide. And it's just incredible. So good.
Right.
But it's like sliced really thinly and cooked really rare. And it's, yeah, really nice.
Mm.
No?
Not no. selling it to me, I've got to say. I'm not hugely into meat.
Uh-huh. Right. Okay. That definitely, I mean, if you'd said that at the top, I wouldn't have asked you if you'd eat a heart.
Like I do. Yeah.
All those questions.
FYI, I'm vegan. No, I do eat meat, but I'm not a massive meat person.
Mm. Fair enough.
I like red meat. I like lamb and I like beef, but I wouldn't, I'm not into like hearts and scrotums.
Yeah.
I've never had a scrotum. That's the one thing I've never seen on a menu.
You would though?
I think if it was on a menu at a place I liked, I'd trust them with it and I'd say, give us a scrotum.
If Esther's dad tried to trick you and going, that's a potato, and you ate it, and that was a bollock, you'd go, I love it.
So if you come round, because my dad's there, he can cook really good Lebanese food, and he could cook you a testicle.
I'd love that.
There you go.
I'd absolutely love that. But what about a scrotum? Do you reckon he could do a scrotum?
Hang on.
Yeah.
What? I'm...
Great.
Hang on.
Oh, someone doesn't know the difference.
This is great.
You don't know the difference.
I birthed a man, and I don't know what's...
Oh, this is great.
This couldn't have gone better.
What is the difference between a... No, hang on. Isn't it the testicles... Oh, is the scrotum the whole thing?
No. Again, don't tell her. Let's let you guess.
Oh, this is like the... I feel like this is a tad more embarrassing than the Pellegrino.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't normally ask a guest to do this, but do you want to tell the audience your age before we play? Does this person know the difference between a testicle and a scrotum?
I'm 39. Married 17 years.
Yeah.
So the testicles are the tubes.
Oh!
No, that's...
Oh, yes!
That's the tube is the van deference, isn't it?
Amazing that you're throwing phrases like vas deference.
Vas deference is the tube.
Uh-huh.
Is that the tube?
Yeah.
I don't even know that.
The semen travels down. Right.
Okay,
yeah.
This is really annoying me now.
This is amazing.
I really want to hit you both because I'm so angry.
Where do you want to hit us?
Because you're both just looking at me like, oh my God. And I'm like, I don't know.
This is brilliant.
No, because you got the penis.
So many people have got the penis. Yeah.
Long
and
one.
Yeah, that was a long one you just drew on the table.
And then you've
Holy
got the
moly.
Two balls, which are the testicles.
Yes.
So what's the scrotum? What else is there?
This is the question. What else is there indeed?
What else is there?
This is the best moment of the whole podcast we've ever done.
But the two, can I give some clues now?
Do you know what? Maybe I'll quiz you on the female. No, I won't, because I don't even know about that.
The
How
balls,
many holes are there? No,
the two balls, how are they there? How do they stay there?
In the sack.
Yes.
But I said that. Is that not the scrotum?
That's you didn't say it was the sack. You said is the whole thing. Is the whole thing?
Yeah, that's
you said
what I meant. The whole package.
The whole thing is not the scrotum.
The scrotum is essentially the packaging.
The scrotum is the sack.
The sack. Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
But I thought the whole thing. It was like a cumulative term.
No.
The whole thing isn't. No.
Do you know what? I really don't know much about anatomy. I realise that.
Well, absolutely.
This is when James starts to try and do a quiz. So
we won't do a quiz.
No, because you know when your kids get to an age and they're puberty's like not far off and they're asking questions. And I was like, I don't know
if that's normal.
I don't even know what happens.
Yeah. But what
are we balls dropping? Where are they to begin with?
Sure.
No, what happens?
When it's dropping, it's like it's a, probably quite a.
Does it just go into the sack?
A generous term.
Well, no,
they're
I mean,
not dropping a great.
No,
height,
it's not
a great distance.
Esther's question was: does it just go into the sack? It's not. There's not a big empty sack.
Until you hit puberty, like
a big old man, a big old man sack.
A chicken laying an egg.
I'm imagining like a postal sack down there. And
listen for the bloop. Yeah. And there you go, bloop. Oh, they dropped.
Yeah, I need to read a book.
It doesn't. They don't plop down into.
Well, see, my parents never had this chat. We just went through it, and you weren't allowed to talk about it.
Yeah, I think that's the best way. Call me old fashioned. I think just let them get on with it, right?
Yeah, like, everyone's always like, then talk about it, and I'm like, oh, well, you know, I don't know.
You should talk about it with your kids, though. You don't want them.
I might just phone Ed up and put him on loudspeaker. Yeah. And be like, I'll be back in 15 minutes.
I love them. Still not allowed to come around to your house, even for that.
Don't want to make it number six. Ed Gamble came round to conduct a sex education class. Bit of a left turn. That
one. Turned up with a chalkboard.
Yeah.
Me teaching your kids about testicles. Your dad looking at it like it's a menu. Very confusing for your poor children.
Grandpa says there's a potato.
He probably would have done if we asked.
Oh, you're talking about the whole package. We know about this.
Well, it is a package. It's all together. I think you two are being finicky.
What? Yeah. What we've been?
It's San Pellegrino.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's all that to say. You want some, not meze, but some...
Meza.
Meza.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Today's episode of Off Menu is sponsored by Aura. James, are you ready to win Mother's Day?
I am, Ed. I want to cement my reputation as the best gift giver in the family. I'm going to give my mom an Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos.
May I say, James, I absolutely love the class and elegance with which you use the word mom, because this is for US listeners.
All of your moms deserve a good Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos.
Yeah, I think your mum's going to love looking back on your childhood memories, seeing what you're up to today, seeing what you were up to back in the day, and even better, with unlimited storage and an easy-to-use app, you can keep updating mom's frame with new photos, so it's the gift that keeps on giving, James.
Ed, answer me this. Who is the best gift giver in your life?
I'd probably say my wife is a very good gift giver. Not that my mom is not a fantastic gift giver, but my wife's very good at little surprise things. She says, I've only got you a few things, and then there'll be little surprises, things that we've seen throughout the rest of the year. I'll say to my wife, I like that, and then I forget about it, and then on the day, there's some lovely little gifts there for me that remind us of the year that we've just spent together.
Oh, if you like being reminded of stuff, may I suggest photographs?
That's a very good point, James. I think we should get ourselves an Aura digital picture frame and put some of our wedding photos on them.
Right now, Ed, Aura has a great deal for Mom's Day, Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting auraframes.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AURAframes.com. Use code OFFMENU at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Your dream main course?
My dream main course would be a prawn vindaloo.
Yes, please.
And some more poppadoms, some pilau rice, and a side of onion raita.
Nice.
Now, but I want the vindaloo made with chilies, not chili powder. That is a pet peeve of mine.
Go on.
You know when you go to a restaurant and it's just hot but without the taste of chilies?
Sure.
And you're like, you've just put a load of chili powder in here.
Very good point.
I want the chilies. I want, because it's the taste.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think I've ever thought about that before, really.
I've
but that must be that. That must be the difference. Between...
Yeah, when you get a curry, in, it's just essentially the sauce has no like chopped onions, chopped tomatoes. It's just quite a pureed sauce, and then loads of chili powder. You're like, no, I want the chilies. I want to see the chilies. I want the taste of the chilies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you want that sort of fruity. That fruity Esther's really getting into it without you.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Yeah,
completely agree.
The flavour's very important, and I'm glad you've gone prawn as well.
Yeah.
Like, I think the best curry I've had in the country was in Buxton in a curry house called, I think it's Palace something.
Ooh, get down there ASAP. There'll just be people.
Indian Palace is what it's called.
It's called Palace something.
And bloody amazing. And that's definitely with chilies.
Yes.
Not chili powder. The flavour, that was what was amazing about it. It was so hot, but so much flavour. Yeah. It was great.
Oh, I love a vindaloo.
I don't think I've ever had a vindaloo, you know.
Oh, I love making curry.
Yeah.
And I just love really hot curry. And I think the more chili you eat, the more you become used to it. Like now I can put a lot of chilies in my curry and it will taste spicy.
How does that go down with the rest of the house if you're cooking that at home?
I have to cook two separate.
Right. Just your own personal curry and then a curry for everyone
curry
else?
I cook curry for me and my husband a curry for everyone else.
So he likes it. He likes it super hot as well.
Well, he says he does.
Yeah.
But all the sweating and crying and sobbing in a corner begs to differ, but he refuses to eat from the children's curry.
Oh, so it's like a masculinity thing.
Yeah. He's just there going, well, if she's not even going to learn what a scrotum is, I will eat this curry. And prove my manhood.
Yeah, and he doesn't like to make it just in case he chops the chilies and accidentally touches himself on the testicles.
On the bare testes.
Which are on his shoulders.
Yes. So you've got two curries going on. What's the kids' curry? Is it just yours, but without the chili?
Yeah.
So they just get...
Okay. I just get a curry, but without the chilies.
Nice and easy. And they're into that?
Yeah, they do.
Do they ever have they ever asked, because if I was a kid, I would be like, can I try the grown-up curry?
No, mine never have.
They're not even curious.
No.
Have you thought about micro-dosing them with chilies every time you make it, see if you can bring the heat level up?
No, I've never thought of that, Ed.
You should try and do it.
Right. Okay.
I don't know why.
I'm not going to. But
this is why, look, you'd be a great dad, man.
Yeah.
And you got to have kids.
Have a bit of fun, do some experiments.
Ed, the chili prep. Yeah. It's all there. You're going to be amazing.
It's like parenting is wasted on actual parents. Yeah. That's what I think.
I'm having fun with it.
I'm absolutely terrible.
We would have a laugh.
I'm absolutely terrible. I mean, it's mainly chicken nuggets, but you know, the odd time that I do make a meal.
But you're a great mum. I heard you talk about it in your stand-up, about what a great mum you are.
Yeah.
And also, you've got a lot of maternal instincts. I've not told James about this. The first time we met, within 10 minutes, you showed me a photo of you with your pet rabbit, and you put a nappy on it.
I've got
a new rabbit, and I put her in a nappy as well.
What is going on?
No, don't.
Because also, it wasn't shown to me as oh, look at what I did. How ridiculous is this? It was I just love putting my rabbit in a nappy.
No, because he's so cute.
Your rabbit in a nappy?
Yeah.
What are you talking about, Esther? Why have you done that?
Because he's so cute. And then I get all broody because I'm not going to have another child. And I get so broody. I'm like, look at him. I just want to put him. And then I put him in a nappy and just for a cute photo. And then I showed Ed. And I didn't know Ed was going to throw it back in my face.
Didn't you? Had you showed it to anyone else before, the rabbit and a nappy?
No, I just showed it to Ed and Sarah Pascoe. I just went...
Worst two people. I'll tell you what. Absolutely everyone in the industry knows about that photo now.
Well, it's because she was pregnant at the time. And she was like, oh my God, I'm so excited to have a baby. And I was like, look at my baby.
I've got one too.
It's an amazing photo as well because it's not a posed photo. I think your husband took that photo of
you.
No,
my kids took it.
Your kids took it.
No, my husband would not have approved of that.
It's like candid. It's like you're looking down the camera and clearly going, don't fucking take a photo of me.
I was like, oh my God, this is like, don't. No, I was saying, don't tell dad because don't tell dad because he'll say, no, that's not all right. But I'm like, kids, let's put the rabbit in a nappy.
Yeah.
Mummy's going to breastfeed your little brother now.
You got the kids involved. You got the kids to help you nappy the rabbit.
Yeah. Well, they were well up for it. Oh, come on. If you were a kid and your mum was like, let's go and put the rabbit in a nappy.
You know what? I've never thought.
Sure. Yeah.
You'd be like, I'm well up for that. That sounds really fun.
I think it was pretty funny until the rabbit started kicking around. Should we be doing this?
No, we only took the photo. He liked it, actually. He snuggled down in it.
Yeah, he was pretty snuggly in the photo.
He was pretty snuggly.
Did you make a little hole for his tail to pop out of?
Well, is that, it naturally came out of the side.
What's the rabbit's name?
I really wish I hadn't shown you that picture. My rabbit is called, one's called Twitcher and the other one's called Lavender.
Who was the one that I saw in the nappy?
That was Twitcher.
Okay.
So, I've also put Lavender in it.
Yeah, Lavender's been put in the nappy.
But Lavender, when I got her, she was like a tiny bunny. And so we put her in the nappy and she's literally just like little eyes and ears. Kind of annoying.
So I can't help but notice the use of the term we again. So like, obviously... Kids a second time, yeah.
Kids involved with Lavender putting the nappy on as well.
Yeah,
I think the kids had friends around on a play date, so we all got
yeah.
in on it.
Oh, great, yeah. Can I just say, I'm a really good pet owner.
What did you do today?
I went over to my friend's mum's house. Oh yeah, how was that? Yeah,
yeah,
we all put
a
nappy
get,
on a rabbit, and she was eating a lemon like an apple.
Okay, we're never going there again. We had potatoes for lunch.
Did Twitcher have the nappy on for long enough to use the nappy?
Yes.
No, it was just for the photo.
Right, okay. Don't say it like that. Like that's silly.
It was just for, they wouldn't stay in it. It's because they're house rabbits that they just flop around. So I just picked him up, popped him in the nappy, took a quick pic, off he popped.
I think they should start. You know, in nappy adverts when they use the example
so
of pouring
cute.
The blue stuff on.
Oh,
you should just put it
no,
on
do you
a
know
rabbit.
What, though? Yeah, you say, like, the parents, the kids would have gone home and been like, oh, and the parents go, oh, we're not. Mm-hmm. When I got a rabbit, the parents started sending me, like, screen grabs of rabbit costumes that I could buy for the rabbit. So we're all just as weird as each other. We're all very broody and not going to have more kids. So we're all just becoming weird
dress
around animals.
Up.
Yeah.
So what were some of the rabbit costumes that
you remember? For Christmas... He may have been in a little hat.
Oh, hold on. So this was followed up.
No, so my friend ordered it. And so we had to take a photo of him in it.
Yes. So it's in a little Christmas hat
then
or an elf hat?
It was like, yeah, it was like a, actually, what was it? Was like a straw hat with like Christmas tinsel around it.
Oh.
And then the ears popped through.
And then the ears, but something, yeah.
Yeah.
Ears popping through.
And a little scarf, like a little elf scarf.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only costume.
That's the only costume is the tinsel hat and the elf scarf.
Yeah.
And the nappy.
And the nappy, which isn't really a costume.
The elf nappy.
Can't call that a costume. But yeah.
I love it.
Hope they're okay, the rabbits.
The rabbit chats just reminded me of something else I ate
recently. Oh, I can't eat a rabbit.
You won't enjoy this for many reasons.
Unless it's me, like, literally violently gnawing into my rabbit because it's so cute.
Wow.
Don't you get like that, though?
Nope.
Nope. All right.
I understand that instinct.
You know, like when like something's so cute, you just want to.
No.
Oh, I get
not,
like that
not
by children
necessarily.
All the time.
I get the like, oh, something's so cute that you don't necessarily know how to control it or where to invest.
I get
it,
like that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I think loads of mums do. Like you have a baby and you're like, oh my God, I just want to smother you in oil and cook you and then eat you.
And that's
and just rip you limb from limb and just eat you. And the dads are all like, really? That's just pretty weird.
Yeah.
But I think
mum's disturbing what you just said.
But anyway, I had they deep fried rabbit like it was fried chicken. It's delicious.
Mm.
And then made a blood sausage with the rabbit's blood.
Wow. That's
not happy with that?
Anything about that?
Oh no, the woman who said she wanted to eat her own baby's upset.
I don't want to.
Sorry,
actually...
is that over the line? Dream side dish. Are we going for the writer or is it a different side dish?
Yeah, so I thought my writer would be a side dish.
Oh, okay.
But if I was going to have an extra, I'd have a sagaloo, I reckon.
Yeah.
No, a sag bargee. Sagaloo's with potato, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'd have a sag bargee.
Sag bargee, did you say?
Sag bargee.
Okay.
So the spinach.
Mm.
Yeah, that's what I'd have as my side.
What, like, is that like an onion bargee? Or is it?
No, sag bargee is just like the spinach all cooked with onions.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can do you that.
Okay, all right, I'll have
side.
That. Yeah, I'll have that for
nice.
My main.
So
that's all right.
We have different people come and do different approaches to the menu in the Dream Restaurant. Some people want the whole meal to go together. Some people just want it to be their greatest hits, their favourites. You want a meal that goes together, I'm sensing. Yeah. Is that your favourite, like, if you get a takeaway or go out to a restaurant? World cuisine-wise, you're looking at Indian
I'd
food.
Go for an Indian. Yeah, definitely. It's my favourite.
And I guess you wouldn't necessarily go for like Lebanese food, go out for Lebanese food or have it as a takeaway because you can
make it at home.
Make it at home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't often go for Lebanese.
Yeah.
Who's the best cooking Lebanese food in your life?
My dad. He's really good.
Yeah.
He's a really good chef.
What's his specialty?
Probably kafta, which is like cooked flat meat, and then it's covered with tomatoes and potatoes, and it's like cooked in a lemon, like garlicky.
Oh, lemon.
Gotta have a lemon.
Gotta have a lemon in there.
Well, I think that's why I eat so much lemon, because Lebanese food is so lemony.
Mm. Is it?
Is there anywhere brilliant, like restaurant-wise, for Lebanese food that you recommend, that you know of?
To the listeners.
I love Lebanese food, and I'd like to eat more of it.
Well, when we used to go out for Lebanese food, we always used to go to Marouche on Edgware Road.
Mm-hmm. Edgware Road's got loads of Lebanese places, right?
Yeah. Yeah, loads of Lebanese places. But Marouche, there was also Beirut Express. I don't know if Beirut Express is still there, but Marouche on Lebanese Road, on Edgware Road, is very good. Yeah.
You can call it Lebanese Road.
Lebanese Road. Yeah, yeah, just rename.
You can. We can't.
Yeah, we can't. I can't walk down there and go, bloody Lebanese Road now.
Yeah.
Well, it's all Lebanese and Syrian restaurants, but I think most of the people there are golfies.
Golfies?
Like Saudis, Kuwaitis.
Oh, right. I thought you meant like people who play golf.
Yeah, a lot of golf players. Yeah.
Like foodies.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to Marouche. I've heard it's great. Yeah. It's very famous, that restaurant, isn't it?
Yeah. If you really want to go to a really posh, famous one, there's one opposite the Ritz called Fakhreddin.
Beg your pardon?
I know.
Yeah.
It's if you're opposite the Ritz and you look up, there's a restaurant at the top, and that's like supposed to be the poshest Lebanese. Yeah.
I don't want posh necessarily.
It is very good. No, but I've been there a couple of times, but it's quite fun.
It's exciting. It is weird, though. Like when we said about rabbit earlier, I thought about the last time I had rabbit was at the Wolsey, is that what it's called? Because I was meeting up with Sindhu V.
What's the Wolsey?
It's like on the side of the Ritz, isn't it?
Yeah, it's down. It's a bit further down. Yeah.
Sindhu, she wants to do posh dining every time.
Yeah. It's fancy. The Wolsey's fancy.
Yeah. So I was meeting up with Sindhu and she was like, well, I'll book us a place. I was like, where are we going? And she was like, I will not dine anywhere else but the Wolsey. And we went there and I had the rabbit there.
Yeah.
Did you? Was it nice?
I didn't love it, actually. It was good,
gamey?
But it wasn't like, I was like,
is that going to be my question about everything?
Is it gamey? You've learned that.
What Sindhu got was better.
I am manically looking up terms. Things to ask about food. Is it gamey?
You could have asked us that question during the testicle and the testicle scrotum debate. Yeah, it was nice, but it wasn't like, this is the best, you know. Whatever, Sindhu got the souffle, and I was like, I should have got that.
That's the move at the Wolsey, I think. It's a good breakfast as well, like, really. Uh-huh.
Look at you two with your poncy restaurants.
Oh, no, that's it.
Sorry, has anyone been to a Toby Carvery?
No. I don't think I have been to a Toby Carvery, actually.
No, I've never been.
It's very gamey.
Your favourite drink? See, now I'm expecting you to do like a Cobra or a Kingfisher or something like that.
Oh, no.
Now, the blank look on your face...
Is it like the testicle situation? Yeah.
You don't know what those are.
I don't know, they're beers.
Yeah, the beers, yeah.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't have either of those.
Not a beer fan?
I'll have a bottle of Corona every now and then. I wouldn't have it during a meal.
Good, because you can pick any drink you want.
But not
Don't bring Corona into the situation.
Yeah. Come on. We're trying to take people's mind off the world.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Also, you only order a Corona because they put a wedge of lime in the top and you just pop it in.
Exactly. I do like that.
You just bite the top off the bottle.
Finish. I do like that. That's what I like.
I'll have another, please.
No, that's what I like.
But it's full. Keep racking them up.
Six Coronas, please.
Sucking them like... there's a lime just comes...
No. No, I would have a Prosecco. Prosecco.
Nice.
I know.
No, it's good.
Come on, no one's judging.
But that's all I drink, really.
Is it?
Yeah.
Any particular type of Prosecco? Do you have a favourite brand of Prosecco, or is it just any old Prosecco?
No, just any Prosecco.
Because you can
gallons of the stuff.
I've had a really nice Prosecco when it's slightly like drier.
Yeah.
But
I'm not a big like Carver fan, but I like Prosecco, like champagne. Can't afford it though, so that's
how. This is your dream meal.
Oh, all right then. Oh yeah, forget that.
Yeah.
This is how low my self-esteem is. I'm like,
in your dream meal,
even in my dream,
like,
can't afford that.
Can't afford champagne.
Would you have Carver in a Carvery?
Oh yeah.
Oh
nice.
No, I wouldn't.
No,
I wouldn't. I wouldn't.
Just to say you've done it.
Tick that one off the bucket list. All right, I'll have champagne then.
Any particular type of champagne?
I'll have a glass of rosé moët.
Oh, no. I love a rosé champagne. I'm not sure I know the difference in taste.
I don't think I know the difference in taste.
It feels more fun.
But my husband bought me a bottle when I did Live at the Apollo.
Yeah.
And it felt just very special, it's the very fact special. That it was rosé.
Yeah, I think
I was
so.
Like, look at you. Yeah.
I like the sound of this guy.
Yeah.
That's a nice thing to do.
Yeah, he's a sweetheart. He's an absolute babe.
My wife didn't buy me anything when I was on with the Apollo.
No, I remember. She phoned me the check. She said, should I get him something? I said, yep. Yeah. She went, what if I can't be bothered?
I had Shappy with me backstage, and I said to her, will you come and be with me? She's like, do you want your husband with you? And I was like, no, because he'll stress me out. And then she's like, okay, fine. So she came, and she was sat in the green room, and then she was like, shall I go and find Neil, see if he's all right? And then she went out. And
is this the story of how she ended up in your house?
And then they're now together. And then she went and found him. She comes back about 45 minutes later. She's like, Estee, you're so nervous out there. Honestly, I've had to go and get him a drink and calm him down. Like, he's absolutely shitting himself. I'm like, oh, is he? Is he shitting himself? I'm chill as fuck back here.
That's sweet, though. When I did Live at the Apollo, it was with Jeannie Asheray. Mm. And after
amazing.
We'd finished recording...
I love her.
She's so good. And this will make you love her even more. The man who books Live at the Apollo came over to her and was like, Gina, thank you so much. It was absolutely wonderful. You're so, so brilliant. She went, yeah, whatever, mate. I'll see you in 2 years. And just walked out.
Legend.
Yeah, absolute legend. Straight back on the
was
plane to America.
Was she hosting?
Yeah.
I watched yours.
Did you?
I was in the audience.
Did you?
Yeah.
But Esther only remembers because Gina Asheray
is hosting.
No. Did you remember that she said
before the end?
Oh, no, Asheray.
That's why when you said that you've got some dirty stuff, obviously, because I've seen you at Live with Apollo, and I don't remember you. Obviously, doing
well,
anything.
I did do my
contro.
It was cut out, but I did do the bit about pulling one of my wife's hairs out of my anus.
Yes, that's a good bit.
Yeah. Kept trying to get that on TV. Nope.
That's not that bad.
Yeah, but it's horrible.
It's graphic for the.
It's not
for the mainstream audience. It's a bit graphic.
It's not as bad as some of the things that people say.
Yeah, that's true.
Sure.
You've heard my set.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Disgusting.
And you put a rabbit in a nappy.
Yeah,
yeah. That would be cut out of the Apollo.
I will lose it. You're just going to see me one day walking around Edinburgh, just rabbit on each breast, just going, this is me now.
Oh, yeah.
This is me.
This podcast will be one of the, you know, the things that we held up as like, this is how she used to be. So that sounds nice. The rosé moët.
Be good with a curry as well. I think like sparkling wine is nice with the spicy food.
Don't you find, though, it's quite hard to drink alcohol when you're eating food?
Some people have this. I do not have this.
You know when people are like, oh, 15 beers and a curry, and I'm like, how are you doing that?
Beer,
when I say people, I say my other half. Like, but how are you doing that?
I struggle with beers.
I just get all full.
Yeah, I just get full with beer.
But when I'm full, I can't drink alcohol. That's why I like day drinking, because you're not full.
Mm. Okay. Yeah.
And you can have a glass, and you feel a little bit lightheaded.
Because if you're eating and drinking at the same time, the booze isn't having the effects. That booze on an empty stomach.
You just get gassy.
Yeah, just get a bit gassy
very
and you don't get drunk.
I like cobras with my curries.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I feel great. Makes me feel great.
Does
but
it?
You like cobras without a curry?
Yeah, I like cobra without a curry. Yeah, I'm a snake charmer.
Have you been to India?
No.
I used to live there.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, you're bringing this up very late in the day.
Yeah. We've had about five Indian courses and now suddenly you bring it up during the rosé chat.
Yeah.
How long were you in India for?
Just over a year I lived there for.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's a pretty long time. Why were you living in India?
For my husband's job.
Yeah.
So I just prattered about for a year. Just tittered about
this,
India.
This pre-kids?
This was pre-kids. Oh, yeah, pre-kids. Yeah. You could do stuff. Yeah. It's a lot of fun. Loved it. I love the food. But that's when I realised that I really like North Indian food.
Uh-huh.
Like South Indian food is quite sweet. It's not as spicy. A lot of coconut. Whereas in North Indian food is that kind of like thick, more tomato-y gravy type curry. And I got really into Indian food. So I used to go and get my lunch from a place called Punjabi Dhaba, I think. But it was like Sikh food, North Indian food.
This is great. This is good stuff.
This is good stuff.
Yeah.
And was it the prawn vindaloo and stuff you'd get from there?
I'd get prawn curry from there, yeah.
Prawn curry.
Well, because a lot of people are vegetarian, so you didn't get a lot of meat.
Uh-huh.
So you had to go to like certain restaurants for meat.
With the prawns that you would get from there... Did they have the shells on still?
No, in the curry.
Because sometimes when you get a posh prawn curry, they're like, they've been char grilled in the shells and then put in the curry later.
No.
It was more like
this was like a little, this wasn't a posh restaurant. This was literally just churning out food, nice. Like street food.
Great.
But when we used to order food, fish from this guy, and he would just turn up, and we'd be like, can we have, I don't know, 20 prawns? And he would just turn up with like 20 prawns in a newspaper and just like splat down. Go, there you
Love
go.
It.
And you're like,
nice.
Right, just clean those.
That British paranoia of going, well, it's not come out of a packet, so it's probably going to kill me.
I know. He used to call me and my husband, we used to live in an area called Mandeville, and we were very tall compared to a lot of people. So he used to call us the big white people of Mandeville.
Brilliant.
Your legend still rings, I know. Rings true.
We used to ring up and he'd be like, yes, 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 it's the big white people of Mandeville. I was like, I am Mrs. Big White Person of Mandeville.
We arrive at your dessert. Now, listen. Oh, don't pull that face.
This is it.
This
I feel like everything I do just angers James.
Yeah,
so
but this will be the
so
one.
Cross.
I hope you're going to do what I... Yeah, come on.
What is... right.
Pick whatever you like, Esther.
What I don't think is going to happen...
It's always slim people that love dessert, isn't it?
Hey, I'm the slim white guy of Mandeville.
It's always people that are like
I love
slim
Esther looking at me for that. It's always these slim people who like it, isn't it?
No, you're...
Hey. You know what I want about Tubba. I don't like where this is going.
No, I'm not going any further.
No, I'm talking about...
Oh, the dessert.
I do like where this is going.
I am scared. Because I don't really know where to direct my anger in this room. I haven't had... somebody I don't think... I have had people in this room throw me for...
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have.
Yeah, I have.
So you get quite angry if someone doesn't have dessert?
Yes.
So if you went out for a meal with somebody and they didn't have dessert, would you just get up and walk out?
Well, no, I would shout at them and threaten to throw them into Trafalgar Square, which is what I did to Ed.
Yeah, that's what he's done to me.
He ordered the cheese and biscuits. And, so most people... I don't think there's anyone who, if they ordered... cheese and biscuits in a restaurant, I wouldn't get annoyed about it instead of having dessert. If someone just doesn't have dessert, and they just pass on it entirely, I'm not delighted, but it's not as bad as cheese board is the worst.
Really? Surely passing is worse.
No. Passing is not as bad. Cheese board is worse because it's real.
Okay, we're going down a spiral.
It's real bad, cheese board.
But you get the sweetness from the chutneys.
No, you do not. What are you about to say?
I was going to say cheeseburger.
Fucking hell!
Yes!
With some grapes.
Lovely.
Sweeten
the bit of sweetness from the grapes.
So grapes.
The fuck?
Grapes, Blue Stilton, some salty crackers.
Lovely. Yeah, really good.
Hate it!
The thing is, James, you don't understand flavours because you need the grapes as your sweetness,
up.
And then you get the salty Stilton. It's lovely.
You know that's not true.
You don't understand flavours.
Oh God!
What would you have then after a curry?
Oh, a fucking pudding, maybe.
Yeah, like what?
Ice cream, sorbet, cheesecake, fudge cake.
Oh, fudge? God, what fudge the fuck cake? Is fudge cake?
Chocolate fudge cake.
No one says fudge cake. It's always chocolate fudge cake.
Well, sorry, I have to specify.
I wouldn't. Yeah, but you don't want after a big meal. You don't want to then have a cake.
I agree. You don't want a pudding after a curry.
I'd have loads of custard. I'd have a big bowl of custard over a cheese board.
Not after a curry, you wouldn't.
Yeah, I would.
Oh, God, I can't stand custard.
What
I can't stand it.
What?
I feel, honestly, I can't stand it. I really can't stand it. Rice pudding as well.
Oh, sorry.
These are things that, like, my husband
ate. Too hot against your bare naked teeth that don't have enamel on.
I think cheese board after a curry is a great choice.
I think it's a great choice.
Yeah. It's not a great choice.
You do have the cold grapes to soothe the spice.
What are you talking about? Ice cream to soothe the spice.
No, it's different.
Ice cream's perfect to soothe the spice.
All right, James, just chill out, yeah? Right, listen, I tell you what, I will compromise.
No, see, this always happens. You always bully people into...
He does.
Yeah.
He throws a little fit, doesn't he?
Yeah. I think you should stick to your guns, Esther. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I will, but the only compromise I'll have is, you know, in the Indian restaurant for the dessert, and you get the whole lemon with the sorbet in.
Oh, here we go.
Of course, yeah. Put the sorbet in the bin. There we go. Sorbet in the bin. Eat the lemon.
Would madam like a spoon? No need.
Yeah. No.
I'm eating the whole thing.
I'm not a Pac-Man.
Well, I hate to tell you that's exactly how you've characterised yourself throughout this podcast, that you're a lemon Pac-Man.
Yeah, Pac-Man looks a bit like a lemon.
I said I peel it and I eat the slices. Honestly.
I love a lemon sorbet in a whole lemon. I'll have a lemon sorbet.
Lemon sorbet is delicious.
Let it be known that I would prefer to have a cheese board, but because of
you can have both.
I'll have both then.
You can have a cheese board and then you can have a little lemon sorbet and a whole lemon.
What about those posh places where you go and you have the little sorbet between courses to cleanse the palate? Do you have that?
I've never had that before.
I've never had that.
I've heard it said.
Yeah.
I've heard tale of the intercourse
sorbets.
I do genuinely feel calmer now that the lemon sorbet's in place.
Would you eat like an Angel Delight?
Yes. I would do it.
That's made me angry.
I wouldn't choose to.
So you don't like custard angels or like, you don't like anything sloppy
Why?
Because it's all just like vomit looking, isn't it?
What?
It just looked like custard. Slurping custard.
See, this is really interesting as well. And I've spoken about this on the podcast.
Hang on. I'll have a trifle.
That's not custard, isn't it?
It's literally got custard, cream.
Yeah.
It's literally the consistency of everything you just said.
I've gone back on myself again. Yeah. No, listen, at Christmas,
lemon trifle?
I'll have a scoop of trifle because I like the cream, the whipped cream.
You like the whipped cream? Well, you just want a scoop of whipped cream?
I'll have my cheese board and then my lemon sorbet.
And a spoonful of trifle.
Added a course.
And a spoonful of trifle.
No, I'm not having a spoonful of trifle. I'm just saying to prove a point because he was getting angry.
Right. So just to let me know that.
I'm
once
not complete.
A year, you have a spoonful of trifle. But that's going to reassure. If anything, that makes me angrier.
Yeah. Great. Once and you don't like the custard.
You don't even like
it.
No, I don't like it. Like, if my husband has, like, apple crumble,
Do you not like apple crumble?
Swimming in custard. I'm like, what's the matter with you?
He's too good for you.
Yeah.
He gets you champagne, and he supports you, and you don't support his design choices.
I love you going, custard on apple crumble, what is wrong with you? Or you stood there holding a rabbit with a nappy on.
Yeah.
Eating a lemon. Fuck's wrong with you?
But then he does the same to me. He's like, can we have maybe a salad that isn't just dribbling? He's like, I can't do it, Esther. I can't eat that much lemon. It's killing me.
Yeah, but the thing is, he is right.
Yeah, his face is turning inside out from all the lemon you've been feeding him.
That man has not had a cold in 20 years and is down to me.
He's squinting so much.
Yeah.
Rich Wilson going, he can't see me again.
Yeah. Fish in a barrel. Wilson driving away.
Oh, I love it. Good. Cheese board. Excellent.
Well, look, I'm going to read your menu back to you now, see how you feel about it. Water, you would like sparkling water, San Pellegrino, with lemon. Poppadoms of bread. Poppadoms with lime pickle, yogurt, onion, sweet powdered coconut. Starter, Mazer. I'm sorry.
Went for both of them.
Yeah.
Mazer.
Starter. Mazer, baba ganoush, tabbouleh, hummus, and shawarma. With bread. Yeah?
Yeah.
Main course, very hot, prawn vindaloo with real chilies, poppadoms, pilau rice, raita. Side dish, saag bhaji. Drink, rosé, moe, champagne. Dessert, cheese board, and salt, crackers and grapes. And lemon sorbet in a lemon, which you will eat as well. You will eat the casing.
I wouldn't eat the casing because it's too cold.
Lemon Pac-Man.
Also, that's like an old lemon, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Your favourite.
Yeah, that's my favourite, an old lemon.
Yeah, that's your dream.
Thank you, Esther. I like that menu a lot. And then it just goes a bit mad at the end.
What did Fatah have as her drink?
Coke Zero.
Oh, yeah.
That messes with my head.
Does it?
Go on.
Yeah. People that drink diet drinks, it tastes so... It just tastes horrible.
Well, here's a trick.
I love a full-fat Coke.
We've got a tip you can do.
Oh, no, Coke Zero tastes like full-fat Coke.
If you don't drink full-fat Coke for 5 years...
Or any Coke.
Or any Cokes, any fizzy drinks...
I'll just correct you on this story.
Any fizzy drinks for 5 years, then drink a diet Coke... It will taste just like full-fat Coke used to. And you won't even notice that it tastes weird.
All right, I'll do that then. I'll just crack on with that little project. And I'll be back in 5 years.
Yeah, sorry if you can't find time for that project in between fucking napping up rabbits and swallowing lemons whole.
What James means to say, Esther, is thank you very much for coming on the podcast.
Yes, thank you, Esther.
There we are. Well, a revelatory chat with Esther Manito there.
Yeah, to put it mildly.
Got quite heated at the end there, James.
My adrenaline's still coming down.
Yeah, you're pumped, man.
Yeah, I'm pumped. I can see
your veins.
I don't know, man. I feel weird. I feel, sometimes it's good. It's a bit of a victory when I get to, get them to compromise or bully them into it.
Yeah.
But, still feels bad that Cheeseboard's even there at all. She's part of the Cheeseboard crew now.
Yeah. Imagine if we picked lemon as a secret ingredient.
Should have. I wish we had. if I could go back in time, straight out of the water course.
Yeah. She didn't say instant coffee, though, which was the actual secret ingredient.
Yeah, that would have been some bad stuff.
Yeah, it would have been some bad stuff. Don't forget to book tickets to see Esther at the Edinburgh Festival. Her show is called Hashtag Not All Men, and she'll be performing it for the month of August at the Gilded Balloon. Go on to edfringe.com for tickets.
Very exciting.
And if you want to come and see me, go to edgamble.co.uk. I'm on tour from September doing my show Electric all over the place. And I am doing some at the Edinburgh Festival, actually, at the Assembly George Square Theatre.
Oh,
I believe
wow.
It's now called the Gordon Aikman Theatre. I'll be there from the 8th to the 14th. Doing shows.
Gordon Aikman, eh?
Yeah.
When you said Aik, I thought it was going to be Acaster. I was getting excited.
It's called the James Acaster Theatre.
Yeah. They should do that.
In memory of James Acaster never winning the award.
they should always, nearly build me a...
Yeah. 5 years
Sorry,
in a row.
Sorry, wrong with Aikman this time.
Yeah.
Come on.
Thanks very much for listening. We'll see you again sometime soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell. If you enjoy, there's another podcast just coming out. Oh, no, the podcast is out now.
Yeah. If people have enjoyed Off Menu, will they enjoy Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains? I don't know.
There's a bit of crossover. We talk about a couple of food issues. We talk about cutlery, and that's near food. We reckon it's out now. Not soon, it's now.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. If you like James and if you love Ed, you might get a kick out of this. But yeah, again, no pressure. But this one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.